It's a lucky thing that I sort of made it my task to say these shiurim every week, because if I have to say, I have to think what to say. I have to be ma'ayin and the mekoros. I have to test those assumptions which I had always thought were clear in my mind, to see whether I was really approaching them and understanding them in the correct way. And tonight was one of those nights where I had always thought that so-and-so is such-and-such. I'll tell you in a moment what so-and-so is and what such-and-such is. And being ma'ayin in it now, a little more carefully, it seems to me that my whole life I've been learning wrong pshat. It's just a rather depressing kind of thought, but on the other hand, forget, it's really a good thing. Let's start at the beginning. We're talking about Parshas Bechukosai, and Shavuos is in the air, so everybody knows it. Bechukosai teilecho, ves mitzvois of tishmoru, v'asisa maysom. Rashi says, what does it mean in Bechukosai teilecho? It can't mean kiyum mitzvos, because it says kiyum mitzvos, ves mitzvois of tishmoru, so it has to be that you have to be amelim b'toyro. And when I look back at all the shavuos yontov, which I've, Baruch Hashem, been zoche all these many, many, many years to spend in yeshivas, first in Gateshead where I was learning, later on in Lakewood, then Baruch Hashem here in Israel, I've heard so many shmuzen on shvuas about the chiyuv to be mechazik ourselves in learning on shvuas, and Chukaisa is always not far from shvuas, so it's the most natural thing in the world that this is referenced, that over here it says shetiyub amelim batoyo, and I was always, at least I understood, and I, perhaps the people who were saying the shmuzen also thought that way, I don't know, that what the Torah is telling us over here, you want to be a Talmud Chacham, the only way that you can be a Talmud Chacham and you can become a Talmud Chacham is if you are Omel Batoira. Should you Omel Batoira? Torah, you have to be an Omel. Now, tonight, I just don't think that's right. I don't mean that you can become a Talmud Chacham without Amelus Batoira. I certainly can't say that. I don't know how to become a Talmud Chacham altogether. I wish I knew. But I don't think that that's what this Chazal is saying. And I'll tell you why I don't think that this is what this Chazal is saying. Because let's look at the Rashi again. Yochol ze kiyum mitzvahs. You might think that it's kiyum mitzvahs. In Bechukosai teilecho means that if you... many of the mitzvahs are chukim, these are the laws of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if you go and keep my mitzvahs, that's what I would have thought, but it can't mean that. Kishu oima ves mitzvoisai tishmaru, hare kiyum ha mitzvahs oma. Homani mekayim en bechukosai selechu, shetiyu amelim batoyro. As I said, Rashi. Now, let's ask ourselves for a moment. Let us say that it wouldn't have said ves mitzvoisai tishmaru. If it wouldn't have said that, if it would have said in Bechukosai teilecho va'asisa maysom v'nosati geshmeichem be'itam, so I would have thought that Bechukosai teilecho means kiyum mitzvahs. So we're not talking about becoming a Talmid Chacham over here, because kiyum mitzvahs is not going to make us Talmidei Chachamim. She says, because it already says kiyum mitzvahs, so Bechukosai teilecho has to mean something else. So it has to mean amelus batoira. But we're not talking about becoming a Talmud Chacham over here. What are we talking about? V'nosati gishmechem beitam, v'nosenor ha'oretz yuvula, v'eitza sodeh yiten periyol, v'hisik lochem daish es botze, o botze yasik es zora, v'achaltem lachmachem losoiva, v'yishavtem lovetach ba'atzachem, v'nosati sholam ba'oretz, v'shachavtem v'ein macharid, v'ishbati chayoro min ha'oretz, v'cherav lo yisavo ba'atzachem, ורדפתם את אויביכם, ונפלו לפניכם לחורף, ורודפו מכם, חמיש ומאו, מאו מכם, רבובו ירדפו, ונפלו אויביכם לפניכם לחורף. ופוניסי עליכם, והפרסי אסכם, והבסי אסכם, והכימוסי אסבריסי אתכם, ואכלתם יושן נוישן, ויושן מפני חודש תציעו, נוסעתי משכוני בסויכם, ולא השיג על נפשי אסכם, וזלחתי בסויכם, ואיסי לכם לאלוקים, ואתם תהיו לי לעם. אני השם אלוקיכם אשר הוצאתי אתכם מארץ מצרים מיות להם לעבודים ואשבור מרתוס ולכם ואילך אשם אתכם קוממיוס. And what I've said till now, that is walking קוממיוס, and that comes to you if you do two things. If you're in בחוקויסי תלכו ויש מצווי סוף תשמרו. Just like mitzvah of Tishvayu doesn't make me in time with Chacham, it doesn't seem to be that in Bechukosha Telecho Shetiyu Amelim Batayro is going to make me in time with Chacham. It may make me in time with Chacham, but that's not what the Chazal are telling us over here. That's not what the Torah is talking about. It's talking about something completely different. It's talking about, do you want to be the way I planned for you to be when I took you out of Mitzrayim? Let's look at the last pasuk again. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoceiti Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mihilyos Lohem Avodim Vo'eshvor Motos Ulchem. I broke your yokes. Vo'oylech Eschem Koyme Mirs. You went out standing up straight. You weren't Avodim anymore to Mitzrayim. So I wanted something from you. I wanted that you should live the kind of life that is described over here with so much hatzlocha. V'hisik lochem da'ish esbotze, botze yasik esoga, lachaltem lachmachem lo soiva, v'yishavtem lo veta ba'atzachem. That's what I wanted. I wanted that you should live a beautiful life, a happy life, a wealthy life, a life that has all the things that you need. That's what I wanted. And that's why I took you out of Mitzrayim. I didn't want you to be avodim to the Mitzrayim. And you know how you're going to get that? If you're going to keep my mitzvahs, and if you're going to be a melem batorim. So I just don't think that the subject over here is, how do you want to become a Talmid Chacham? Be'emes, yeah, we could ask a kashya, but I don't even think that that kashya is either the kashya. Let me tell you what went through my mind today. So I thought, oh, I'm Melim Batoira, so what, you're supposed to be a Talmud Chacham, and you have to be Omel Batoira in order to be a Talmud Chacham? Oh, we have a Mishnah. G'doyle Toiro Yosef min ha-Kohuna min ha-Malchus, sh'ha-Malchus niknes b'son so many miles, v'ha-Kohuna niknes b'son so many miles, v'ha-Toiro niknes b'aboim u'shmoyno devorim. Ve'eluhe, so I figured, Amelis is going to figure right here in the beginning. Anechtiger Torah doesn't say anything about Amelus. It says how you coin the Torah, b'shmiyas ha'oizen, b'arichas fasayim, b'vinas ha'leiv. Maybe you can tell me all these things are protim in Amelus. I don't know. B'eimer, b'yiro, b'anova. Anova is a chelik in Amelus. B'simcha, b'taro, b'shimush chachomim, b'tiktur chaverim, b'pilpul ha'talmidim. Maybe all that adds up to Amelus. But there's so many things over here. Here, b'miyot tzchoik, b'erech apayim, b'leiv toiv, b'emunas chachomim, b'kabolas ha-yisurim. Kabolas ha-yisurim is going to make me a Talmid Chacham. I don't think the Mishnah is either talking about how to be coined the Torah, how to become a Talmid Chacham. I don't think so. Because I don't think that what it says, that G'doy lo Torah yosh min ha-kunim min ha-malchus, sh'ha-malchus nikness, and the Torah is nicknes ba'aboim u'shmoyne devorim. I don't think that the taich is that you're kind of Torah, that you could become a Talmid Chacham with these 48 milers. I don't think that's the pshat. Why don't I think that's the pshat? Very simply, because it certainly is not the pshat when it says that kahuna is nicknes with esrim ba'aba devorim. The kahuna is not nicknes. You don't become a kohen by the getting the esrim va'aba matnas kahuna. You don't become a melech. That malchus is nicknes b'shloishim malos, with all these milos, the rights which the melech has. That's not what the Mishnah is saying. You're not kohen malchus by having these privileges. You're not kohen kahuna by having the 24 matnas kahuna, because the emphasis is that nicknes doesn't mean that. Nickness doesn't mean that you're kinder, the way we use it in yeshiva, and we talk about you make a Kenyan, this and that, you're kinder. That's not really the base mashmos of nickness. Let's leave that Mishnah by the side. I think in one of the earlier shurim I talked about this already, that over here it doesn't mean at all to be kinder. You're not kinder malchus with so and so many milers. You're not kinder kunder. You're kinder malchus because your father was a melech. And if you're roi loisa yitzra, so you become a melech. You don't become a kohen because you have 24 kinyonim. You become a kohen because your father was a kohen. And you don't become a Talmud Chacham with the 48 dvorim of Dvorim Shatar Niknes Bohem. Just like by Malchus and Kohanah, it doesn't mean that you acquire them, that you acquire these things through those things. It doesn't mean that. It's simply not true. So what does it mean? It means that you experience Malchus through 24 Milas, through 24 Milas. You experience Malchus through the 30 privileges that the Torah gives a Melech. That tells him something. That tells us something about what Malchus is. And by Torah also, I think it means that through all these Milas, you can begin experiencing Torah. We're not talking about becoming a Talmud Chacham over here. Let's not get into this, because I think in an earlier shiur I've talked about this already. But let's get back a moment to this. So it's, it's not talking about becoming a Talmud Chacham. It's talking about living the kind of life, having the kind of experience, having the kind of life that the Ribbono Shalom had in mind for us when he took us out of Mitzrayim. Because I think that it's all with Niggun. It depends how you, so much depends always about the tone that you use when you say something. That's why we talked about on the Seder night that the Rosh is a Rosh, because Ki Yomru Aleichem B'neichem Mu HaVoida Zayis Lachem. The Chacham also says Eschem. I mean, these are the children who were born later on in Eretz Yisrael. They're asking their father. There's nothing wrong really with Eschem and Lachem. What's wrong is the tone. He doesn't ask Ki Yomru Aleichem B'neichem. The Chacham asks Yisholcho B'neichem Mu HaLema. Tone makes a lot of difference. I think that when we say Shetiu Amelim Batoira, we're saying you're supposed to be Omel Batoira. You're not supposed to be something else. But what's in Bechukaisai Teleichu? Shetiu Amelim Batoira. Don't just sit back and sort of lean back in the chair and expect the Torah to come to you. No, you have to be Omel. You have to work. Yeah. But I don't think it means that. I think it means something totally different. I think what it means is Shetiu Amelim Batoira, that you know how you're going to become the kind of person whom the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted you to be when you came out of Mitzrayim, if your Amelus is in Torah. If your Amelus is in Torah, that is when you become that kind of person. You want to be somebody, do you want this kind of life? Have an answer for you. Make your omel, the efforts which you expend, let them be in Torah. Completely different story. And I'll tell you what the story is. I think I know what that story is. Really. And another Ribbono Shel Olam, there's always hashgacha about the things that we learn. Ribbono Shel Olam, like, I felt it was time that I read this book. Somebody lent me this book, The Jewish Self, by Jeremy Kagan. It's an unbelievable sefer. It's written in English, but it's really something so unbelievable and wonderful. It has haskomas over here from Moshe Shapiro, soll gesund sein, Lavder ben Chaim Lechaim, from Nachum Bulman, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. There's a foreword from my Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Feldman from the Yisrael. It's an unbelievable book. And I want to read to you one side, one page of what he writes over here in the middle of the book. Those of you who have the book, it's on page 98. And I'm really starting in the middle of a sugi over here, but the part that I wanted to think that it's nageya to what we're talking is right over here. And he talks about what happened after the luchos were broken and we got the luchos shnius. As long as there was prophecy, the Creator revealed in a direct way what the essence of reality was. There was a divine check on the understanding of Torah. It was completely the Creator's Torah. But what happens when prophecy stops? We still have a record of Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy of the written Torah. It contains all potential truth, but its reading becomes entirely dependent upon interpretation. How can an individual's interpretation of the Torah still be Torah? The Torah contains the entirety of reality, so one cannot even be said to have a valid interpretation of the Torah unless it is all-encompassing, because the Torah is the closest of everything. Thus, a legitimate reading is an almost incalculably massive affair. More perplexing is the question of how such a thing can be called Torah, the underlying essence of reality and determinant of the Creator's relationship to the world. Though understanding is built on inspiration and genuine inspiration is divine, how can we distinguish true inspiration from fantasy? Every time we say a Chiddush when we're learning, so we know we're saying the Emes. The Torah without divine guidance will necessarily be a reflection of the world as each of us perceives it. How do we think? I'm not reading now. How do we think? We think the way we are. We have our own hanochas, we have our own assumptions, and that's how we think, and that's what we do. So how can that be the emes? Again, though understanding is built on inspiration and genuine inspiration is divine, how can we distinguish true inspiration from fantasy? The Torah without divine guidance will necessarily be a reflection of the world as each of us perceives it. That perception is as unique and varied as we are as individuals, a reflection of our private self. Thus, reading the Torah without prophecy can only be profoundly personal. How can such a reading be designed Torah, be designated Torah, the essence of reality itself? How can something so personal govern what is seemingly objective? When we describe the oral Torah as an all-encompassing vision of reality, we are not describing fantasy, opinion, art, or philosophy. Torah is not a vision of reality. It is determinant of reality. Yet a person's vision of the world is a reflection of his self. It follows then that to have vision of what is real, a person must have access to a self which is true and real. That self has to be as emes as the Torah. Then I can say this is Torah. But as long as I'm not like this, how can I say this is Torah? Torah is the pursuit of that self. Nachamot. Torah is the pursuit of that self. It is not an academic investigation of ideas. It is a discipline of ultimate self. Only through diligent nurturing of the true I, combined with a ruthless winnowing of historical circumstances, get rid of those, a winnowing of historical circumstances, social opinion, and individual selfishness, only when you get rid of all that can a person gain access to his unadulterated self. Thus the sages state that the oral Torah exists only in one who kills himself in the tense of Torah. This does not refer to removing one's individuality or his uniqueness and personality. The sages were not Torah computers or zombies. Rather, it refers to the removal of all external pressures which are foreign to the elemental self. Oich, Rabbi Sam. This is Mayodek. This is Mayodek. And I think this is the pshat in Shetiyu Amelim Batorah. In B'chukai Saiteilechu, you know how to become that ideal person whom the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted when he took us out of Mitzrayim. What did he say? I don't want you to be Avodim of Mitzrayim anymore. I want you to be my Avodim. That's why we're Soymer Gula L'Tfilah, but let's not go into that. We've talked about that in the past. Because Tfilah is Avodim. We have to be Avodim to the Rebbeinu Shalom. What's an Eved to the Rebbeinu Shalom? Somebody whose self is real. It's not influenced by one of the three things: historical circumstances, social opinion, individual selfishness. So then it's a joke. That's not what the Rebbeinu Shalom is talking about. You have to get down to your real self. What does the Chazal say? Eina Torah miskayemes elo mi shemei misatzmo aleha. Yeah, and that's what the pasuk is saying. In b'chukoi say teilechu shetiyu ameilim b'toyro, that you put all your efforts into learning, and all the other things don't matter. Let's have a look at how one ought to relate to Torah. When we're talking about these 48 miles, let's listen over here. The miyus soik. Don't be angry easily. You have to have erech hapayim, belev tov. You have to have a good heart. Be'munas chachamim. That's what forms your thinking. Be'kabolas ha'yisurim. What do we do when we're mekabel yisurim? We put ourself into the background. We are not so important over here. It's the Rebbeinu Shalom's message that is important. So you're mekabel yisurin. What does that mean? You put yourself in the background. So then you don't allow these external things to influence yourself. Hamakias mekoimo, hasomeach bechelko. We're not talking about becoming Tavit Chacham over here. We're talking about becoming a good person, becoming the kind of person who, together with the mitzvahs, can become a holy person. And that is what it says over here. Shetiyu ameilim batayra. Not shetiyu ameilim batayra. Be ameilim and not lazy. No. It means, where should you put your omer? Why should you invest your amelas? If you put all your energies into Torah, then you will become the kind of person whom the Rabbanim Shem wanted when he took us out of Mitzrayim. That's a meirdike zach that we have to remember. And I think that that's mamish, like for years and years and years and years, I never thought about this. And the emes is, I really think that the truth is that I've heard so many shmuzen, and always, like the tendency is on shmuz, people who say shmuzen, and Baruch Hashem that they say them, and they say wonderful shmuzen. And, but what do they want us to accomplish at the end? At the end they want us to accomplish that we should learn better. We should become Bnei Torah. We should become Talmidei Chachamim. And we have to be mekabel and choose to be ameil and batoyro. I don't think that that's what we have to be mekabel. I think we have to be mekabel that we should be that ameil and batoyro. That where should our omel be? Dafke and toyro. And that can create a purification, a taharization, which can ultimately make us the kind of self whom Jeremy Kagan was talking about over here. And who can be said that his chidushim, that when he says a chidush, when he has an insight into the Gemara, which nobody else has had till now, that is taka toira. That's the toira. Shetiyu ameilim batoira. Vi ameilim batoira. Dafkein toira. Then, if you do that, and you keep mitzvahs, that means your whole life is centered on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Your efforts are devoted to learning. Your actions are mitzvahs. So then you become the kind of person where it's shy of to say, V'nosati gishmeichem be'itam, V'nosat nosno oretz yivulo, and so on and so forth. And again, this beautiful end pasuk over here. Ani Hashem Elokechem, Asher Hoceiti Eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mihayosh Lohem Avodim. When you were Avodim in Mitzrayim, you weren't Balabatim over yourselves. You couldn't be what you wanted to be. You had to be what the Mitzrayim wanted to be. So I didn't want you to be Avodim to them anymore. Vo Eshver Moites Ulchem. I smashed the yokes. Vo Oilech Eschem Koimimiyos. Wow, that's such a way of putting it. Koimimiyos, stand up straight. You are worthy. You're Choshev. You're not an heir to the Mitzrayim. So now go ahead and develop yourself. And B'chukoyse Telechu tells you where you will find the samamonim of developing yourself into the kind of person whom the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted. Shetiyu ameilim b'toyra. That the omel which you have should be in Torah. And that together with Shmiras Mitzvahs gives you a chance. So when Shavuos comes along, we want to be Mekabel, you know, the Ribbono Shel Olam told by Matan Torah what he wants. He wanted that what we yisam li segulah mikol ha'amim. Vatem tiyu li mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. That's taka what we celebrate on Shavuos. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted from us by Ma'amad HaSinai. So here, B'chu Kaisai tells us, I'll tell you how to become a mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. Make your amelus in Torah and keep the mitzvahs. Something to think about.